how much are you blues or how much are you rock or how much, you know, when we're talking really about Freebo, how much is native to you there? Rock, blues, folk?
Well, I like to say that I'm a hybrid. You know, I'm a hybrid of all the music that came into my consciousness growing up. So certainly my first 20 to 30 years, I mean, I'm old enough from before the dawn of rock and roll, so I remember people like, you know, Patti Page and Frank Sinatra and things like that, that type of popular music, and also, you know, the wonderful songs of Rodgers and Hammerstein from so many of those great musical comedies, you know, and Leonard Bernstein, you know, a lot of those show tunes. And classical music, I was raised with classical music, so I'm, you know, very familiar with, you know, Beethoven and Brahms and Schubert and Mozart and then ultimately Stravinsky, Aaron Copland. I love that kind of stuff. And I was also turned on to Louis Armstrong at an early age, which kind of took me to the early New Orleans and a little bit of Dixieland and somewhat of jazz, so that when people like Fats Domino and the Coasters came in, it was right in my wheelhouse. And then, of course, Elvis Presley, and in this little town that I grew up in Pennsylvania, there were no such things as blues, and you know, it was like polkas and very, very non-cultural. So I got most of my culture at home, but I got that early rock and roll with, you know, Little Richard and Fats Domino and Chuck Berry and all that kind of stuff, and that morphed into Motown, and then the 60s with, you know, the Doors and Jimi Hendrix, and then Bob Dylan. And I didn't like folk music at first, because musically I didn't like it. But once, you know, Dylan comes in with, you know, like a Rolling Stone and goes on this folk rock thing, okay, I kind of like that. And then later on, I got into folk music when I started playing with Bonnie. We played a lot of folk festivals, and I met people like Jackson Browne and John Prine, and Steve Goodman, and I kind of started getting that. Particularly now that I'm writing songs and lyrics, I'm very much into it. I'm in the folk world. And of course, blues with Bonnie, and I watched her sit at the feet of many of the great blues artists like Mississippi Fred McDowell and Buddy Guy, and having sat in with people like, you know, Muddy Waters and Arthur Big Boy Crudup, who wrote Elvis Presley's first hit, that I got a really good education in the blues from her firsthand, from some of those cats, and got to play with them and listening to it. It's a whole scale. It's a whole awareness. It's a whole genre. So each of these genres are separate in a way. Country music, of course, you know, all over the place. So I find that in my current state and in my music, that all of these different kinds of music find their ways into my music. And I'm grateful that I lived in that time, the whole second half of the 20th century and into this one, and that I can do that. And I feel free to be able to incorporate all those elements into my music and make them work.